They're playing basketball
all around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Frye. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Frye with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chiefs don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevi. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel. Reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high.
a good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
And good evening to you once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack and Chuck at Fickwa's Garbery Gym. We're set for game two here tonight. The other upper bracket sectional semifinal, Fickwa Boys Division 4. Jackson Center, Covington about ready to tip it off. Fairlawn bested Botkins in game one by a score of 62-34. Fairlawn looked very good, got the best the Jets can play. And Fairlawn will take on the winner of this game upcoming between Jackson Center and Covington in the upper bracket sectional championship game to be played Friday night at 7. Covington Buccaneers in a first-round victory over Ansonia. Hello there, Mr. Bachman, one of our referees here tonight. It's a good crew. As I see the folks across the way, the two.
Bob Giuliano, and I'm not sure who the other guy is. I've seen him, but I don't remember his name.
Jackson Center Tigers coming into this game with a hard-earned win over Mississinewa Valley in game one of this tournament, Chuck. Meanwhile, Covington beat Ansonia, pulled away in the fourth. Jackson Center Tigers, just like the Fairlawn Jets, need scoring from players other than the top guy. Of course, Brady Wildermuth is at just over 20 points a game, and Jackson Center got a few points from other players in the win over Mississinewa, and that enabled the Tigers to win that game. Jackson Center needed every one of them, but I think Jackson Center is going to go about as far in this tournament as the supporting cast for Wildermuth takes them.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Brady Wildermuth is the best big man in the area, but he needs help, and sometimes he is so aggressive defensively blocking shots that he will get himself into some foul trouble.
Yep.
And also can pick up some charges on the other end, on the offensive end. So, yeah, they need Platfoot to score tonight. They need Sosby to score tonight. And they need Calvin Winter to score tonight to help him out.
Yeah, Calvin Winter has really come along. He has hit double digits in two of the last four or five games. He's approached 10 in a couple others. And he gives Jackson Center some additional rebounding length on the inside to help Brady Wildermuth around the basket.
Yeah, I mean, that's where they need help. I mean, a lot of times all they're getting is really some outside shooting, but they need some points in the paint. They need to control the basketball, and they need to have a good start to the game.
Jackson Center Tigers capable of shooting the ball very well across the board from behind the arc. It's just that the Tigers all too often don't seem to have the confidence in shooting that long ball. I'll tell you what, if they do ever start to feel it with the fine play of Brady Wildermuth on the inside, Jackson Center will give anybody trouble. And should the Tigers, of course, get by Covington in this game, it's a rematch, the third meeting of the year between Fairlawn and Jackson Center. The Jets beat them twice earlier.
Right, we saw them, and they were the first game. Lessing went crazy in the first quarter. I mean, they scored 26 points as a team against them in the first quarter. A lot of teams don't get 26 for three quarters against Jackson.
A little bit about the Covington Buccaneers under head coach Matt Pond. It's a 12-11 team, which is based in scoring by Nathan Bly and Trevor Miller, two seniors. Bly at 6 feet tall, Miller at 6'3", both about a dozen per outing. I expect a pretty low-scoring game here, Chuck. This could be one of those contests where at 10 points a quarter is a high watermark.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting 10, I think you're doing all right. Because yeah. Neither team really likes to run the ball a lot.
No.
They're gonna play some defense, and they're going to run their offense until they get the shot they want.
But because of that, it's one of those contests where you don't want to get more than maybe three or four baskets behind either.
It's going to be tough to come back, both teams. Free throw shooting is going to be really big in this one tonight.
Jackson Center Tigers, 17-6 on the year after the 47-39 win over Mississinewa Valley. Jackson Center played very well at the end of the regular season. Reeled off victories on the road at Minster by 3, at home against Fort Loramie in overtime by 5, at Lima Temple by 9, lead Houston away by 22, Riverside at home by 23, and then by 8 over Mississinewa in the first round of the tournament. And Jackson Center also owns a huge 55-33 win back on January 21st against Marion Local. Jackson Center spoiled the party, so to speak, for Fort Loramie, which did not have a chance to tie Rushi last regular season Shelby County League game simply because the Redskins were two games back in the loss column as a result of the defeat inflicted on them by Jackson Center. So we know how good Jackson Center can be. It's a very dangerous club, which always plays good defense, which keeps the Tigers in games. Good matchup for Jackson Center here in this second round game, upper bracket sectional semifinal. And we expect a very competitive game. Don't anticipate the blowout like we had here in game one, that's for sure. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. These ANA sponsors, AdamSec Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of specialty advertising promotional items which can be customized for you, like pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more, Adams Tech Solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. Starting 5 being introduced, Trent Blackfoot out there for Jackson Center, 5'11 sophomore, joined by Gavin Boozer, a 6-foot junior. Bryce Sosby, a 5'10 junior. Brady Wildermuth in the middle, 6'6 and a senior. And the fifth starter, the young man about whom we spoke earlier in our pregame, the X Factor, we think, for Jackson Center, is 6'2 freshman Calvin Winter. Opening 5 for the 12-11 Covington Buccaneers is as follows. Jet Murphy opens at a guard, 5'7 a junior. Jace Pond, also out front, 5'7 a senior. Trevor Miller, Nathan Bly leading the team in scoring. Miller, 6'3", a senior. Bly, 6 feet tall, a senior. And Kenny Atkinson, 6'3", and a senior. Chuck, one of those games where the smallish guards for Jackson Center are not outsized. In fact, they've got a couple inches on Covington's two small guards.
Yeah, they're going to be competitive, at least in size.
Opening tip to start the game, won by the white-shirted Jackson Center Tigers.
Covington's going to play a lot of zone.
You can count on that for sure. Here's Brady Wildermuth catching. Elbow right, goes opposite, and then it is Boozer in the left corner. Misread teammate Platfoot out on the arc, and the ball went over and back. Covington Buccaneers possession. Fairlawn Jets defeated Botkin 62-34 in game one tonight. Fairlawn awaits the winner of this game. Here is Atkinson in the post for Covington. He's being dogged down inside by Brady Wildermuth, who eventually blocks the shot. Jackson Center takes it away. Sosby down the floor to Brady. Look at him go to work. Around and out on the 6 foot runner. It hit the backboard, skimmed the rim, wouldn't go down. Rebound by Covington. Here come the Buccaneers. Left side pass, Bly. Deep left corner, Jace Pond. Pond hands off to Murphy, who pulls up in the lane. Missed the 10-footer. Sosby on the rebound for Jackson Center. Right corner, Boozer. Right back inside to Wildermuth. Good overplay by Covington and a steal. Here come the Buccaneers. 2-on-1 break, and they coughed it up, streaking toward the basket. It was Pond. It was Murphy. It was Pond. It was Murphy. They couldn't hang on.
Both teams got a little bit of the jitters, I think.
A minute 10 gone, first quarter, no score. Platfoot, elbow left, Wildermuth back to Platfoot, left corner, Trey, bingo, he hits. About three players for Covington gravitated toward Brady Wildermuth, and he flipped it right back to Platfoot, and he lofted in a deep three. Good shot to Trent Platfoot. 3-0 Tigers. 6:20 to go first quarter. Covington with the ball. Pond 30 feet out. Pitch and catch with Atkinson. Right wing Murphy. Rotated left side Pond. Thought about the three. Didn't take it. Right back to Murphy. Covington pitch and catch on the arc. Here's a long triple by Covington. Airborne goes Miller. It hit the flange. Kicked out to Boozer. Out to Platfoot. Here come the Tigers. Leading 3-0. Wildermuth in the left corner. Goes opposite to Sosby. Sosby tries to catch. Far side of the floor. Back pedals and hits the line. Head coach Scott Elkert saying, what in the world was that pass?
Well, it was a skip pass, but it skipped the court.
5:40 each to go in the first. Covington yet to score. It's going to be one of those games where, as we alluded in the pregame, 10 a period might be a high watermark. Here's a twisting drive. Beautiful play by Bly right down the lane for Covington. Awkward shot, but boy, you can tell he's athletic enough. He's used to making that one. And it looked like with only one eye facing the rim, he hooked it in, a running 7-footer. 3-2 in favor of Jackson Center. Wildermuth foul line, fake left, went right. And he bears down on the Covington player and draws the foul. Kenny Atkinson tried to defend. He had no chance without fouling. Brady was shooting, and he goes to the stripe with a couple.
Brady Wildermuth, free throw line.
Tell you what, Chuck, if Brady Wildermuth makes strong moves to the basket like that, it's going to be real difficult for 6'3 Kenny Atkinson of Covington to stay on the floor.
No doubt about it. And the second part of that equation is when he gets to the free throw line, he has to make free throws.
Yes. First one good. Second one, a lot of rim. No. Good rebound, Calvin Winter out of nowhere. And he is belted in the back. And he's got two free throws coming as he went up to shoot.
Yeah, that was a heck of a rebound off a missed free throw.
Yeah, that ball hung on the rim. A little extra long for Covington. Buccaneers went up, came down. Winter with a good leap. Stole that rebound. And he was smacked on the backside. Free throw Winter, yes. Wildermuth made one, missed one. Now Winter is 1-for-1. 5-2, Jackson Center. 5:15 to go in the first. The winner gets Fairlawn on Friday at 7. Second shot, Winter in with each one. The duo good. Each shot drained by Winter. 6-2, Jackson Center up 4. Covington's Pond, left wing. on top. Murphy, right wing Bly, spin move, almost walked. Good defense by Sosby. Here's Murphy, 25 feet away. Guarded out there by Platfoot. Left side Pond. Ball lobbed to the elbow to Tristan Sowers is in now. Sowers, a 6'4 senior. Here's a fadeaway jumper, baseline right by Covington. In, out, no good, tough break for Sowers. Rebound comes down to Jackson Center. Platfoot pulls up ahead of the key. He did. The pivot foot moved.
Yeah, you got a jump stop, and then that doesn't happen. You got to make yourself solid with a solid base.
4:35 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Center 6, Covington 2. Covington walks it up and over the timeline. It is Pond. Pond goes left side to Sowers. Looks for the cutter, Bly. Can't find him. Straightaway Murphy back to Pond, right wing. Down low on the right, Covington player in position to shoot. Doesn't take it. Goes left corner, Sowers. Long one. Good. Good looking jump shot. I said Sowers. It was actually Trevor Miller,
yep,
who poured it in. Big three keeps Covington within reach. 6'5", Jackson Center. 4 minutes gone, first quarter. Good ball movement. Last trip down by Covington to find the open player. And Miller made Jackson Center pay. Here's Sosby outside the arc, right corner. Shot fake. Pulls up baseline. Good dish inside to Brady. He's got it. Sosby, just enough navigation toward the basket. He attracted two players. Then he fed Brady Wildermuth. Oh, what a drive. Right down the pike by Covington. Jace Pond all the way to the rack. In and out. No good. But he is tipped on the arm as he releases the ball. Two free throws for him.
That was an acrobatic attempt by Pond right there. He kind of was getting back to the basket when he released the ball.
8-5, Jackson Center. Foul shot is hard. 3:37 to go, first quarter. Tigers lead the Buccaneers. Covington in the road, what would you call it, Chuck? A very dark gray?
I'm going to say gray.
It's not black. Black trim, white numerals. Jackson Center Tigers, home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. Second free throw was made by Pond. Jackson Center quickly enters the ball to the post to Wildermuth on the block right side. He muscles up for two, can't make it. That's because he is plastered by a Covington defender. Foul against Trevor Miller. Wildermuth shooting a pair. First one's good. 9-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Both teams getting to the stripe. Second shot by Brady. Couple of bounces. Arches this one up and in. He's 3 of 4 at the free throw line, and Jackson Center leads 10-6. Here comes Bly up over the timeline for Covington, 25 feet away, guarded by Sosby. Left side pass goes to Murphy. On top, it's fed to Atkinson. Covington's Bly goes foul line beneath it. It's Atkinson who gives it off behind him to a teammate. Long one, Murphy hit the flange, no good. Rebound ricochets out to Pond. Covington resets. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Dribble drive, Miller pulls up foul line. Wildermuth got a fingertip on the shot. Ball comes down to Sosby. Bounce pass to Wildermuth, baseline right. He's doubled. Oh, behind the back for Winter. Stolen by Covington. Intercepted by the Buccaneers. 2:44 to go, first quarter. 25 feet away, it's Pond. Ball rotated left corner, Murphy. Murphy hangs on. 10-6 Tigers. Here's a drive. Murphy into the lane. Checked aggressively by Boozer, who fouls.
Coach Elker was not incredibly happy with that behind-the-back pass that got picked off. He wants him to play solid basketball. That is not.
2 minutes, 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Three team fouls on Covington, two in Jackson Center. Buccaneers inbound the ball below the rim. He goes to Murphy in the left corner, out high to Pond. Pond on the dribble, picked up by Platfoot. Right side pass goes to Bly. Atkinson elbow right, back to the basket, guarded by Winter. Spin move, fall away 12-footer is in there. Nice shot by Kenny Atkinson of Covington. 10-8, Jackson Center's lead reduced to 2. Wildermuth left corner to Chris Elkert, who's in now for Jackson Center. Chris, the son of the head coach, 5'7", freshman. Ball rotated, right corner Winter on top Sosby. Sosby on the left-hand bounce, near side Elkert. Elkert hangs on, looks for a teammate, goes to Sosby. Minute 48 to go first quarter. 10-8, Jackson center. Flat foot straight away. Outside the arc, Sosby. Kicked out of bounds in the left corner. Good hustle play by Covington. Zach Parrott in off the bench, 6'3 junior. Booted that ball out of bounds. Inbounded to Wildermuth on the arc. Thought about shooting. Enters the lane, then feeds head of the key, Sosby. Rotated right corner, flat foot. Jackson center having a dickens of a time right now against this Covington zone defense. Sosby thought about the three, didn't take it. Outside the arc on the right, flat foot. Brady continues to maneuver in the lane. There's a ball passed right to a Covington player. Here's a run out by Atkinson down the floor. Missed it short, no good. Rebound on the floor. Tie-up occurs. Arrow will enable Covington to keep the ball. Couple of real careless passes late in this first quarter by Jackson center.
They are throwing some no-look passes that they needed to look.
Here is Bly inbounding baseline right for Covington. Ball whistled to the top, then thrown left corner where it's handled by Atkinson. Back on top, it goes to Pond. Pond feeds Bly 25 feet away on the left. Buccaneers continue to work it around. Here's a drive. Parrott goes in from the left corner. Blocked away. Good defense by Winter and Wildermuth. There's a run out by the Tigers. Winter down the floor to Brady. Baseline right. Look at that shot. Over the corner of the backboard as he was falling away. Missed it. No good. Rebound Covington. 30 seconds to go in the first. Covington down two with the ball. Baseline left. Working hard goes Bly toward the rim. Knocked away by Wildermuth, who's got it again. 20 seconds to go in the first. Flatfoot, head of the key, near side Sosby. Tigers play for one. Down to 15, 14 to go. Zone defense for the Buccaneers. Betchuk, we said in the pregame, 10 points a quarter, we're just about do it.
And that's where we are today.
Yep. Sosby, 30 feet out. Wildermuth, high right, fadeaway three ball. Swish, he's got it at the buzzer. Brady Wildermuth nailed one from long range. That gives the Tigers some breathing room after the first 8 minutes. 13-8, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Jackson Center, 13. Covington, 8. We pick up play, start of the second quarter. Tigers with another new look out there on the floor. No, my mistake, that is Chris Elkert still in. Flatfoot's got the ball right corner. Ball fed mid-post to Wildermuth. Behind him to Flatfoot. Open look. Three-point land. It lipped the iron and came out. Rebound down to Bly of Covington. Throws it cross-court to Pond, 25 feet away. 13-8 Tigers. Jackson center with Sosby, Wildermuth, Chris Elkert, Winter. And there's that Fred Bunky out there right now for Jackson center. Yep, Fred is in for Winter.
Yep.
Here's a lean-in. Baseline left by Bly. Did he walk, step out of bounds? One of the two.
Yeah, it could have been also could have been an offensive foul. He dropped his shoulder.
13-8, Jackson center possession. Tigers up over the timeline at Sosby. Turnover, Covington. Fred Bunky, 6'3 on the floor. Gives it to Sosby out back. He sizes up a three online. Short, no good. Rebound, Bunky. Goes up strong. Hacked on the arm by Covington. Bunky's got two. You rarely see Wildermuth, Bunky, and Winter all three out there on the floor concurrently. Nonetheless, Bunky and Winter out there to give Brady Wildermuth support down inside, and Bunky did just that on that play.
Well, they're 6 for 7 from the free throw line, which is nice. They turned the ball over 6 times in the first quarter. That's a problem.
Uncharacteristic. Fred Bunky at the stripe for Jackson Center drops in 2 straight. And the Tigers have amassed a 7-point lead now, 15-8, 6:50 to go in the second quarter. 5 straight points by Jackson Center, the 3 by Brady Wildermuth at the end of the first when he beat the buzzer, and the 2 foul shots seconds ago by Bunky. Here's Covington needing a basket. Ball fed into the lane. Here's a fall away 10-footer missed on the play by Tristan Sowers. Rebound down to Jackson Center. That ball was down in the well and came out. Here's Chris Elkert, left side 3 ball. Look out. Got it. Chris Elkert for Jackson Center. Powers in a triple. He had a good look. He nailed it. And the Tigers are up 10. 6:25 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
8 straight points by Jackson Center have vaulted the Tigers to a 10-point cushion. 1:35 gone here in the second period. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, has high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Goffney Furniture with 5-star delivery, a 30-day guarantee as well. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Adult and youth bedroom furniture, dining and living room furniture, furniture for home office and entertainment spaces. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Furniture Design Center and Room Planning Service. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue. Yep, Covington works the ball around and gets it on the inside to Parrott, and he is hammered on the arm, going up strong for a bucket. He's awarded 2 free throws.
They ran a nice high-low that time, got in behind the defense.
And Parrott connects to make it 18-9. First point for Covington in 2 minutes 13 seconds of the third quarter. Second shot by Parrott, dips the knees, that one's off. Rebound down to Wildermuth at Jackson Center. He roams the floor, goes all the way down, pulls up on the arc, gives to Sosby in the right corner. Now to Platfoot, to Chris Elkert near side. Hey, what, Covington, a better shade. These 3-point shooters from Jackson Center. Chris has got it again, left side, hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Sosby. He wrestles the ball away from a Covington player, was nearly fouled, and the whistle blows because, Jackson Center gets a timeout. Sosby might have gotten scratched up.
Yeah, he got hit in the nose.
Right on the bridge of it. 5:21 to go, second quarter, 18-9 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, providing you with information about the benefits you veterans and surviving spouses need. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. And after the timeout, Jackson Center gets a good play going. Brady Wildermuth catches the ball 12 feet away, wheels toward the basket, and hits a right-hand runner off the glass to make it 20-9 in favor of the Tigers. 30 feet away on the left, it is Atkinson for Covington. Out back on the play to Trevor Miller. And the Buccaneers go right down the lane to the rim. Shot short. No good. Atkinson couldn't get it to fall. Sosby zips down the court with it for Jackson Center. It goes to Wildermuth foul line. Left side, open player. Sosby jacks up a three. Short, no good. Strong rebound effort by Bunky. He had it, lost it. Here comes Covington. Pond down the floor. Hits a teammate, Miller, who pulls up baseline right. Good on the 10-footer. Trevor Miller pops it in. 22-11 in favor of Jackson Center. 4:17 to go here in the second quarter. Tigers' biggest lead was before that basket at 20-9. Sosby outside the arc on the right to Brady. Right corner, Sosby. They look baseline for Bunky. He's not open. Rotated near wing to Chris Elker. Elker 25 feet away now, Sosby. Right side, Platfoot. Good pass down inside to Bunky, who overshot it. Great rebound, though, by Wildermuth. Twisting, turning, fadeaway 15-footer is good.
Wow, what a tough shot.
Nicely done, Brady Wildermuth, 22-11. Jackson Center in the lead, 3:40 to go, second quarter. Pond on the arc, out back to Murphy for Covington. Buccaneers don't want to see this slip away much further. Ball dealt right corner. Here's a long ball by Parrott. Got it. 3 points. Trifecta by Parrott. Big basket for the Buccaneers.
Atkinson.
I'm sorry.
Kenny Atkinson.
Atkinson made the shot, not Parrott. My mistake. Give credit where it's due. 22-14 in favor of Jackson Center. Sosby baseline right. 10-footer. Hit the rim. No good. Rebound Wildermuth. Hooked it up. It's short. Rebound comes down to Bly of Covington. He darts up ahead. Bly gives it up to Murphy, left corner of the floor. 8-point game. Covington needs a hoop here, having gotten a stop last trip down. Atkinson backs his man down, spins. Awkward fall away, way short of the mark. Rebound down to Sosby of the Tigers. Right wing, Chris Elkert. Ball looped for Brady. Knocked away by Covington, rolled down Brady's back. Here comes Covington, 2-on-1. Pond all the way down the floor, up and in. Big bucket by Pond of Covington. Head coach Matt Pond wanted a timeout after the goal. Didn't get it. 22-16. Jackson Center up 6. 2:22 to go, second quarter. Ball looped across the top of the key to Chris Elkert from Platfoot. Straight on Wildermuth. Right wing Sosby. Back out to Chris. Covington zone shifting. Here's Wildermuth foul line. Finds a little crease in it, down the lane, arches it, no good, but he was hacked on the arm. A couple of free ones here for Brady. 2:04 to go, second quarter, 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Buccaneers have scored 7 of the last 9. Brady, who's 3 of 4 at the stripe, misses this one off the back brace. It climbed to the very top of the glass. On the floor now for Covington, Tristan Sowers, Zach Parrott, Pond, who started, Murphy, who started. Second free throw, Wildermuth, a lot of rim, and eventually he goes in.
Yeah, the first one looked like a better free throw than the one he made.
23-16, Jackson Center ahead with 7. Sowers, Atkinson, Parrott, Murphy, Pond on the floor for Covington, which gets a timeout. 2:02 to go till halftime. Jackson Center ahead by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number 1, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot, because right now you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Many thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board during the high school basketball tournament last March. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout outs to them. Thank you very much. Parrott with the ball, top of the circle, Sowers for Covington, which is down 7. Minute 48 to play, second quarter. Pond dribbles into trouble in the lane. Ball loose on the floor. It's dug out of there by Jackson Center. Here comes Sosby up and over the timeline. Near side to Platfoot. Thought about the three, didn't take it. Calvin Winter back in, the freshman for Jackson Center, on the court for Bunky. Right side, Elkert, 25 feet away. Skip pass, left corner, Hannibal Sosby. High left, it goes to Blackfoot, knocked away from behind, but Pond, loose on the right side of the floor, out of bounds to Jackson Center. Minute 22 to go in the second quarter. 23-16 Tigers, Winter to inbound. Sends it into backcourt to Sosby. Covington beat Ansonia 48-40 in game one. Jackson Center beat Mississinewa Valley 47-39 in game one. Near side, Sosby lobbing baseline left on the block to Wildermuth. Twisting, turning, high off the glass and in.
Wow, that was a tough shot.
Sure was. Looked like Brady was handcuffed on the play. Might have been fouled, or at the very minimum, Covington got a mitt on the leather as Brady was going up. But he still slopped it in there anyway. Good hard work by Wildermuth, who stayed with it. 25-16, Jackson Center up 9. 44 seconds to go, first half. Here's a jump shot inside the top of the circle by Pond. No good off the heel, and it kicks out of bounds in the left corner.
Kind of a crucial possession. It would be big for Jackson to be up double figures at halftime. Big for Covington not to be down double figures.
Right, Covington had a chance there to trim it to 7. But misfired, and now Jackson Center can push it out to 11 or 12. 28 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Chris Elker, 30 feet out. Pitch and catch with Sosby, who's in center circle. Sosby against Murphy. Fakes left, goes right, hands to Blackfoot, 30 feet away. 12, 11. Eventually, Brady Wildermuth's got to touch it, you would think. Sosby, top of the circle, foul line, down the lane. Hooks it baseline right to Winter. On top to Wildermuth with two to go. Long one, three ball, no, hit the back rim. Rebound Winter as the first half finishes. Wildermuth hit the three to end the first quarter. Couldn't get that one to fall, though, to end the second. 25-16, Tigers over Covington after two on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwa High School. Game two of the night, our second upper bracket sectional semifinal, and real-time statistics in hand, thanks to Matt Zerker, Sydney Daily News. Chuck's got them. He'll run them down for you in just a matter of a few seconds. 25-16 score, Jackson Center over Covington at the break. Jackson Center's biggest lead was at 11 with about 4.5 to play in the second quarter at 20-9. It was a 10-8 game in favor of Jackson Center at the end of one, and then Jackson Center spurted to start the second quarter, putting up the first 8 points. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, looking at the team stats first, Covington was 6 of 18 from the floor, 33%, made 2 of their 4 threes, made 2 of their 4 free throws. Jackson was 7 of 17, 41%, made 3 of 8 on threes, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. That's just where they got the lead there. And the fact that they have an 18-6 rebounding advantage, 7-2 on the offensive boards. They turned it over 8 times. They had turned it over 6 in the first quarter, so they cut that down to 2. Covington's turned the ball over 4 times. Individual scoring for the Bucks, they were led by Kenny Atkinson with 5 and Trevor Miller with 5. They got 3 from Pond, 2 from Bly, and 1 from Jarrett. They scored 8 in each quarter, 16 for the half. Jackson Center led by Wildermuth with 15. And then you drop all the way down. Platfoot had 3. Elkert had 3. 2 from Bunky, 2 from Winter. They scored 13 and 12. They lead it 25-16 at the half.
Yeah, Wildermuth number 1 in scoring per usual, but a few other players are getting their hands in the pie, Chuck.
Well, you got 4 people that scored, and that's good. Yep. And Bryce Sosby, who is their second leading scorer, did not score in the first half. They need to get him going a little bit.
What in the world does Covington have to do to overcome Jackson Center down by 9 here after 2 quarters of play?
I thought they played okay. I mean, they shot the ball not badly. Their zone at times has been a problem for Jackson with them turning the basketball over. They did cut their turnovers down in the second quarter. But they need to score more points. 16 at halftime. 8 a quarter is not going to get it done.
No, and Jackson Center's been pretty effective at getting the ball down inside, getting fouls on Covington. We'll go into the rim and shooting free throws and making them. Always a good sign, Jackson Center. 8 of 10 at the stripe.
Well, they're pounding them on the boards, yep, and they're beating them at the free throw line, yep, and that's a recipe to win.
Jackson Center leads Covington 25-16 at the Tigers win. Jackson Center will play Fairlawn Friday night at 7 in the upper bracket sectional championship. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets serving vets. 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Local Equipment brings you the Student Athlete Spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And looking at the Jackson Center Tigers roster, well, Chuck, you see one lone 12th grader. My mistake. Yeah, just one.
Yeah, just one.
Yeah, Brady
Wildermuth. He's a big one.
He's a big one.
He's got just one.
6'6", Brady Wildermuth, over 20 points a game, outstanding player, second in the Shelby County League in the all-county honors this year behind Nate Lessing. He's the only senior. And he's under the spotlight here thanks to Local Equipment. Local and Jackson Center, a part of ScoresBroadcast.com since 2007, a founding partner here on Scores Broadcast. We could not have gotten off the ground without the help of Local Equipment in Jackson Center, always promoting student academic success among Shelby County student athletes. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, highlighting Jackson Center's lone senior here tonight, 6'6", Brady Wildermuth.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Adams Tech Solutions in Ann and near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to assist small businesses in the region with high-tech computer solutions, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Adam Rice offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone him at 937-538-6948. Plus, Adam Rice offers an array of customized specialty items for you. These are promotional things like mugs, pens, T-shirts, all of which can be customized. Call Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions, 538-6948. That's 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Both teams on the floor. We're set to start the third quarter. Jackson Center 25, Covington 16. The winner gets Fairlawn Friday night. Upper bracket sectional championship at 7. We're on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:45, or I should say 6:45 on Friday evening. Here's Covington starting the third quarter. Baseline fadeaway shot by Pond. It is on the back rim, rolled off, rebound. Punched out of bounds by Jackson Center. It will be inbounded baseline right by Miller. No, Bly will inbound to Miller in the right corner. Rotated around to Bly, back to the left. Winner, Wildermuth, Chris Elkert, Blackfoot, Sosby on the floor for Jackson Center. Between the rings, it's Bly. Left side pass, Kenny Atkinson. He jaunts through the lane, lost the ball right in front of us. It's rolling. Wildermuth has got it. Look at Brady go to work. He hustles down the floor, driving layup off the window and in. Brady Wildermuth scooped up the loose leather, and he rambled about 60 feet for the goal. And Jackson Center has restored its biggest lead, 11, 27-16. Foul away from the action down inside against Covington's Atkinson.
Yep, that's an illegal screen. He's deep. Slid himself down and to make the contact.
55 seconds gone here in the third quarter as the score table made sure the foul was called on Atkinson. His first. Here comes Sosby, midcourt for Jackson Center, which is up 11. It's a critical stretch for the Covington Buccaneers, who needed a very good beginning of the second half. Deep left corner, Sosby. Sosby hangs on. Cross court, right side, Chris Elkert. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we've got a doubleheader for you. Rushi Raiders against Houston in game one. And then Fort Laramie Triad in game two. Here's a three ball, left wing by Sosby for Jackson Center. Rolled around, came out. Brady Wildermuth got the rebound. And a Covington defender's on his shoulder while shooting. Jackson Center has made a living at the free throw line here tonight. Foul shots. 11 and 12 coming up here. Free throw, Brady, no. Too hard.
When he misses hard.
27-16, Jackson Center in the lead by 11. 6:39 remaining in the third quarter of play. Second foul shot, Wildermuth in the air. Swish. 28-16. Biggest lead of the night for Jackson Center, a dozen. Here comes Murphy. Now Bly outside the arc of the left guard of a Sosby of Jackson Center. Rotated right wing. It's Murphy again. He carves out space in the lane. High arching floater, one-hander, backboard, rim no good. Long rebound. Murphy's got it. Murphy covered it back up. Gave it to Pond. Covington will try again. Down inside to Miller. Defensive foul. Brady Wildermuth of Jackson Center. 6:13 to go here in the third quarter. 28-16 in favor of Jackson Center. Ball inbound to DuPont. On top to Murphy. Lobbed into the lane to Miller. Miller coughed it up. It's loose. Rolling around. Diving Sosby. Diving Bly. Ruled a jump. Who gets the arrow? Tiger ball.
Bumpy. Tiger ball.
28-16, Jackson Center. Covington with empty possessions here, Chuck, starting the third quarter.
Well, they haven't been scoring at any kind of a real pace in this whole game.
Nope. Tigers defense has been stingy, as usual. Here is Elkert, 30 feet out. Ball flipped left corner, Sosby down inside to Brady. Hits the cutter, winner. Winner to the cup. He's got it, and he's fouled.
That was a fine pass by Wildermuth at that time. And a great cut down the lane by Winner.
Offensive set of the night right there. Ball went from the corner to low on the block to Brady Wildermuth. He was doubled. Slashing to the net was Winner. Brady spotted him, fed him the ball, and Winner banked it in off the glass. Free throw, though, is long. It is no good. Rebound down to Covington. 30-16, Jackson Center. Here's Atkinson. Here's Pond straight away. Right side, Bly. Near side, Miller. Miller jacks up a long three. Everything was missed on it, and it went out of bounds, hit the baseline, far side of the basket.
Well, the ball hit Bly down there. He had no idea that shot was not going to hit anything.
And Jackson Center's really got Covington bewildered right now.
Well, they do this to a lot of teams.
And Buccaneers are puzzled at the offensive end. Deep right corner with the ball. Boozer for Jackson Center. Fires a pass back out to Sosby. It's over and back. Second one on Jackson Center in this game. 5:19 left in the third, 30-16 our score. Covington's gone nearly 3 minutes without scoring here in the third quarter after a drought scoring to start the second. Into Atkinson, behind him to Bly. Bly hurls up a three, deep one, left corner of the floor, off the flange, no good. Rebound poked up in the air by Jackson Center, out of bounds to Covington. Playmaker is Bly, right of the basket. Looks, throws foul line to Miller. Whips it into Atkinson, mid-post area. Elbow in the left to Bly, right wing. Puts it on the deck, dribbles, foul line, back to Atkinson. Covington cannot solve this very tight Jackson Center man-to-man. Murphy, right side of the floor for Covington. Straight away Atkinson. Near side Miller, goes baseline, running one-hander, skipped off the rim, no good. Oh, what a rebound by Atkinson. He came flying out of nowhere, went up strong, jerked it down, and a Jackson Center defender was on his shoulder. Common foul. 4:49 to go in the third quarter. Buccaneers still scoreless in the second half. Atkinson inbounding right of the basket for the Buccaneers, lobs it on top to Bly. Bly and Miller lead the team in scoring, about 12 points a game. Pond between the circles, right side Murphy. 4:35 to go in the third. Elbow on the right, Atkinson. Oh, what a pass. He zipped it down inside of the cutter. Pond caught it below the rim, reverse layup, short. Couldn't get it to go. Jackson Center's got the board. Covington needed that one. Ball thrown in the top of the circle to Flatfoot. Two steps behind the foul line. He buries it.
Well, they went man-to-man that time, and they did not get matched up right away, and Flatfoot was all by himself.
You're right. Flatfoot shook free, and that was just a long free throw for him, a practice shot, and he swished it. 32-16 in favor of Jackson Center. Here is Covington's Bly angling across the lane, and he hit a bank shot while being fouled. Goal by Bly of Covington. How many points for him in this game, Chuck?
That is his fourth.
He's been held in check pretty well by Jackson Center's good defense. Limited to two. up to that point. Free throw around and out. No. Rebound Wildermuth, Jackson Center. 3:58 to go in the third. Wildermuth tries to make a very low margin pass down along the right of the lane to the baseline. Covington steals it, a tie-up results, and it's Buccaneer ball.
Well, that's what got him in trouble in the first quarter. Brady's trying to throw some passes that, you know, they don't need with a 14-point lead.
Right. Here is Pond, left side to Bly for Covington. In the post to Miller. Miller bodies up against Wildermuth, who deflects the shot. And Jackson Center comes away with it. Foul Covington.
You're not going to get very far trying to throw the ball down against the guy who's Brady Wildermuth starting.
Nope, you can go up strong right away. That won't work. You can shot fake, head fake, do all you want. Eventually, you got to shoot it. Brady will stay on his feet. That won't work. Brady Wildermuth, just a rock-solid defender. Brady on the arc against Miller. Dribbling through the top of the key. Still pounding on the floor. On a weave to Blatfoot into the lane. Zips it past to Sosby, left flank. Sosby loops it back to Blatfoot, 25 feet away. 3:18 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center, 32, Covington, 18. Sosby head of the key, looks for Bunky on the left side. Instead goes right to Boozer, who pulls up from 15. Hits Bunky, cutting across the paint, and Bunky hooks it in. A soft four-footer. Wow, Jackson Center worked long and hard for that one.
Well, that breakdown was that they made the attempt to steal on the pass, and once they did, the defense was compromised completely.
Exactly. 34-18 in favor of Jackson Center, but 16. Here's Bly down in the block, baseline right. Flipped it up off the backboard, a little too much oomph on it. Weak side rebounding foul on Jackson Center. 2:48 to go here in the third quarter, 34-18. In favor of Jackson Center. Trevor Miller, one of the top two players for Covington, comes off the court. Well, you can tell, Chuck, he is frustrated.
He's only got five, and he's struggling out there against Wildermuth.
Yeah, he and Bly, two leading scorers for Covington on the year, 9 points between them. They're averaging 25 a game. Here is Parrott with the ball on the arc against Bunk. He goes foul line, dumps it to Murphy. Murphy on the bounce, baseline, below the backboard, shovels into the lane to Sowers, back out to Bly, high arching triple, got it. 34-21, Covington down 13. 2:10 to go, third quarter. Wildermuth, high left for Jackson Center on the dribble. Coming to meet him is Sosby, right back into Brady. Jabbed away, but Covington on the baseline. Wildermuth touches last. It goes out of bounds to the Buccaneers, who need to make hay here at the end of the third quarter and get this down to a manageable deficit against Jackson Center. Starting the fourth has not been easy. Covington has been limited to 21 points in this game. Minute 50 left in the third quarter. Foul line, Pond stops, fades away, missed the 16-footer, a little shy. Rebound loose in the right corner. Bunky got a piece of it last for Jackson Center. 34-21 Jackson Center. Biggest lead was 32-16 and 34-18. Inbounded to Pond. Pond catches at the elbow on the right, and he slices toward the rim, and it's a bank shot on the go. Nice play by Pond of Covington. 34-23, Jackson Center's lead, 11. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Brady Wildermuth, 25 feet away, gives it up to Blatfoot. Blatfoot hangs on, comes back to Brady. Overplay by Miller. Brady starts a drive, gives it up in the corner, then he gets it back at the mid-post. Brady stutter step in the paint. That's a walk. Travel clearly. Yep, good call. One referee had nothing, I don't think. Maybe a foul. Could have been a push. To the outside official, it looked like a walk.
And that is exactly what it looked like to the outside official. The two-hand shove will make you travel a lot.
Bly with a dribble drive into the lane. Little half-hook shot. It is short for Covington. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Ahead by 11. Covington missed an opportunity to trim it to 9. Deep right corner, Sosby. Sosby straight away, Brady Wildermuth. He's got a little crease. Goes all the way to the rack and banks it in on the run. Soft defense by Covington. Brady Wildermuth took advantage. 36-23, Jackson Center. Deep three, left corner, Parrott, Covington, bombs away, good! 36-26, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree, all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville. The Bluffton University MBA program, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com. And don't forget Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service, 492-9495. Well, Jackson Center gets a missed jump shot from Brady Wildermuth. A foul line, Jay, as the clock was winding down to end the third quarter. And that's it. Covington with a nice spurt. Outscored Jackson Center 10-4 over the last 3 minutes of the third quarter. 36-26 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Covington Buccaneer bench showing some renewed life during that break between the third and fourth quarters after trimming Jackson Center's 16-point lead down to 10. Here's Miller with the ball in the left corner for Covington. 36-26 in favor of the Tigers. Breaking through the top of the key, it's Pond. Running one-hander below the foul line. Hits it. Athletic play by Pond. And Covington is within 8. 36-28. 7:24 to go. Fourth quarter of the game. Bunky left side to Platfoot for Jackson Center. On top to Chris Selker, who launches the three. Around and out, no good. Here's the rebound down to Covington. Yanked off the glass by Parrott. Outlet to Murphy. Murphy pulls up, whips the pass down inside. Busted up at Jackson Center with steals. And here's a palming violation on Sosby at midcourt. Uncharacteristically, the Tigers have made a few too many mistakes here tonight.
Right. They seem to be playing tight now. I mean, they've had that 16-point lead, and now that Covington's kind of trimmed it to 8, they're starting to play a little tighter.
In fact, it was 34-18 at one point with about 3:50 to go in the third quarter. And since that point in time, a 10-2 spurt to Covington. Here's Pond. Fadeaway Jay, baseline right. It is no good, too hard. That was an athletic attempt. Had that one gone in, Jackson Center would have been scratching their heads.
You're going to make about 1 out of 10.
Oh, here's good ball movement to Jackson Center. Bunky's got it in the left corner, and Wildermuth is available on the block. Low left side. A couple Covington players bumped into each other, and Brady was left wide open. He got the gimmick. 38-28, 10-point game again in favor of Jackson Center. Well, Covington misfired on the shot by Pond to cut it to six on the previous possession. Here is Atkinson out high for Covington. He starts to drive. A no-look pass, tries to leave it for Murphy on the arc, and it goes astray out of bounds.
And they're going to change up defenses now. They're going to go ahead. They're playing fifth, so my thought is that they're going to come out and try to trap everything on the wings.
6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Covington trails Jackson Center, 38-28. Sosby dribbling top of the circle. Good switch off by Covington. Looped right side to Elkert. Elkert dribbles, pounds it on the floor, skips it way cross court. Open look, three ball is missed by Blackfoot off to the right. It shaved the rim, came down to Murphy. He pulls up and tries to light up a three. It is no good, in and out for Covington. Rebound taken down on the play to Chris Elkert. He fell to the floor, shoveled it off to Sosby, who romps into the forecourt for Jackson Center. Neither team converting, last couple trips down. 38-28. Jackson Center with 10. 5:23 to go in the fourth, and Brady Wildermuth is called for clearing out with the right arm.
And he's got the big smile on his face of Miller because he knows that he just sold one because there was no foul on that play.
Covington midcourt, it's Bly. Bly angles off to the right. Just over five to play in the fourth quarter. Covington within 10. Baseline right, it goes on the play to Parrott. To Atkinson, little follow-away eight-footer, makes it. That's where Atkinson can do damage. He's got some muscle, broad shoulders. 38-30, eight-point game. Jackson Center in the lead, 4:50 to go. Here's Chris Elker, 30 feet out. Gives it up on the play to Sosby. Top of the circle, doesn't shoot. Well, Covington giving Brady Wildermuth with a lot of difficulty on the inside now, bracketing him with a couple guys. Near steal by Murphy, 30 feet away. And we've got a timeout call by Jackson Center. 4:36 left in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center up 8 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team. Or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Now, Covington had a chance to cut it to six about a minute ago when it was 36-28. Didn't convert. Jackson Center pushed it to 10. Covington got it right back to 8. Each team's had misfires last couple trips down. Just over 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center, after the timeout, has the ball at the end of the scores table to our right. It's Bunky, Wildermuth, Sosby, Chris Elkert, and Platfoot on the court for the Tigers. Here's the ball bounced into the right side of the key, but Jackson Center, no one home. No one was there. Covington swiped it. A lot of contact, no foul call. Here's a dribble drive by Murphy for Covington in the lane. He makes the shot. Does he get the benefit of continuation? No. Foul common against Jackson Center. Team foul 6 on the Tigers, 4 on Covington. 1-1 will be in effect from here on for the Covington Buccaneers. That was number 6 on Jackson Center. 38-30, 4:17 left in the game. Jackson Center leads by 8. Pond deep in the right corner for Covington. Dribbles with the left hand. Very key segment of this game the next minute. Ball lobbed in the lane for Atkinson, and it's right to Wildermuth. He's got the easy pickings on the interception. 38-30, Jackson Center in the lead. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sosby dribbling against Pond, who almost stole it, and foul, though. Pond got him across the wrist.
I'll tell you what, he did a nice job, but he just got that left hand on top. That was almost a real clean steal right there.
It was. Jackson Center's offense has been slowed down. Only 6 points for the Tigers in the last 8 minutes. Covington's defense has allowed the Buccaneers to creep back into this game. Baseline Sosby, open look, 15-footer, swish! That's a big basket.
That's his first basket.
Wow. Wildermuth had the ball on the elbow. Left side of the foul line, found Sosby behind a screen, and he chalks it up. Countering quickly, Pond, Covington, yes, on the trifecta. Pond lights it up from three-point land. That was bombs away. Big basket for Covington, right back within seven. 3:12 to go, fourth quarter, getting late. Wildermuth, top of the circle for the Tigers. Five team fouls in Covington, one to give. Bunky on a weave, flat foot, lobbing that inside to Brady. Double team comes and a foul.
They're going to be out of bounds. That's only six.
Right. Common foul, Buccaneers. 3 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. It was a 34-18 game midway through the third. Nice run here by Covington, which has outscored Jackson Center 15-6. High right, Wildermuth got it. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter. In the lane of Platfoot, wide open, deals to Sosby, who drops it in.
Boy, somebody got lost defensively that time.
Yeah, a couple of Buccaneer defenders below the foul line were not where they were supposed to be. And Jackson Center got one. It was of the point blank variety. Dribbling Bly outside the lane on the right from Covington, swivels and hits a hook shot, a banker from 8 feet away. Nice job by the athletic Bly of Covington. Timeout called, Buccaneers. 2:30 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center ahead by seven on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Second game tonight here at Pickway, a very good one. Jackson Center's lead is 7 over Covington with 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center Tigers will bring the ball down the length of the floor. Fairlawn down to Botkin 62-34 in the first game of the night. Fairlawn awaits the winner of this one in the upper bracket sectional championship at 7 on Friday night. Top of the circle, Brady Wildermuth has the ball for Jackson Center. Outside the arc on the left to Platfoot. Quick three in the air. Hit the rim short, no good. Brady Wildermuth goes over the top of everyone down on the inside to get the rebound for the Tigers. And he has his right shooting hand yanked on. And he's given two free throws. Big board. Huge rebound right there by Wildermuth. He goes the shot, but Platfoot missed, and it looked like the Buccaneers had inside rebounding position, too. Wildermuth aims and swishes to make it an 8-point game, 43-35. Second shot here for Brady. 1, 2, 3 dribbles, deep breath, and he pumps it up and in. What's Brady at the free throw line, Chuck?
He is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. He is 7 for 10, and he's got 24 points.
24 of Jackson Center's 44 belong to Brady Wildermuth. Minute 58 to go in the game. Under 2 left, 44-35. Jackson Center ahead by 9. Murphy to Pond. The guards throw it back and forth. In the lane to Bly. Baseline right, Atkinson. Jump shot, 15-footer hard. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Up ahead to Sosby. Tigers in the 1-on-1. You can bet they will milk it now. Here's a foul by Pond at midcourt against Sosby. 1-and-1 situation for the Tigers, who lead by 9, 1:37 to go on the clock.
Covington a lot of credit. It would have been easy for them to fold the tent.
Yep.
when they were down 16.
At 34-18, with under four to play in the third quarter, Jackson Center led to 16. Covington got it to seven, never did get it to six. Had a possession down eight to get it to six. Sosby pumps a couple free throws, up and in, both of them dead center.
He's got a six-point quarter going after not scoring in the first three.
A minute 30 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center's lead swells back to 11. Here's Bly, near side goes to Pond. Step back, Trey in the air. Very hard, didn't catch rim, hit glass. Came down to Boozer for Jackson Center. Up the floor to Bunky, outside the arc on the right to Flatfoot. Now to Sosby, a minute 13 to go. Left corner, Boozer, another foul, Covington, this time on Murphy. 71 seconds remaining, and Chuck, it looks like that with a pretty good degree of confidence, we can now say it's Fairlawn and Jackson Center, upper bracket sectional championship on Friday night at 7.
Wow.
Free throw by Boozer, way off to the right. Rebound taken down by Miller of Covington. Backcourt to Bly. Here come the Buccaneers. Three ball straight away. Trevor Miller, long one. Swish! He's got it. 25-footer. Might have been the longest shot of this game. Maybe it matched Scott Elkert's earlier bomb. Four-court pressure, Covington. Jackson Center gets it up, down to the foul line, doesn't attack, throws it back out, up eight, 46-38, 44 seconds to go. And Brady Wildermuth is wrapped up near midcourt, and he will get the 1-0 double bonus. Team foul 10 on Covington. Yep, Brady Wildermuth can help salt this thing away right here. Double bonus for Brady. Good. He's 8 for 11 at the stripe. And I'm sure head coach Scott Elkert will take 8 of 11 from Brady Wildermuth night in, night out at the free throw line. Second shot, but Brady flexes the knees. I spoke too soon. That one's much too strong.
Hard. That's when he misses.
He's 8 for 12. Quickly, forecourt, Covington. And it's hoisted up from three-point land by Bly. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Jackson Center. Ahead by 9, 34.5 to go. Foul Covington, and the parade to the free throw line continues. Fairlawn Jackson Center for the third time this year on Friday night, and we will be on the web online at 7, or I should say at about 6:45 on Friday evening. Doubleheader tomorrow night. Rushi-Houston game one, tip-off at 6 o'clock. On the web online at 5:45. And then Fort Loramie Triad, about 15 minutes after game one, we'll have a brief pregame tip-off at about 7:30 tomorrow night. Fort Loramie and Triad. Of course, those two winners tomorrow night will come back on Saturday at 7 in the lower bracket sectional championship. Brady Wildermuth, free throw line, what? One make, one miss, Chuck, by Brady?
Yeah, missed the first, made second. Ended the game with 26 points.
9 for 14 at the stripe for Brady. Here's a quick three by Trevor Miller. A long one, no good, too hard. Weak side rebound, bounds out to Murphy, and he pumps it up and in. A tray by Murphy, back down to 7, 48-41 Jackson Center. Under a half minute to go, timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
No quit here tonight in the Covington Buccaneers, who have taken the Jackson Center Tigers right down to the last minute of this game. Jackson Center possession to our left. Tigers are in the double bonus, 22.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center has entered a new player, Braden Heitkamp, out there now, 6'1 junior. as the Tigers get a few fresh ones on the floor. Foul, Covington, 80 feet from the basket, 21.2 to go, 48-41 in favor of Jackson Center. A couple made free throws here would put Covington down 9. That would be 3 3-pointers. Tough to overcome a 9-point deficit in the final 20 seconds. Sosby free throw line, Jackson Center makes it, 49-41 Tigers, who are going to wind up shooting, Chuck, what, 25 to 30 free throws for this game?
Well, they had 13, so 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. They got shot 24 after this one.
Next free throw by Sosby. It is in and out. Lip the rim. Rebound. Bly of Covington. 8-point game. Bly scoots up ahead. Left wing Atkinson. He overpowers the three ball. Shot it long. Right corner rebound by Pond of Covington. He shot the three ball short. Rebound low on the left. Miller. It is up. It is no good. Rebound by Brady Wildermuth. Foul against Covington. No, no foul. And the final seconds tick off, and that's it. Up the Jackson Center Tigers roll to a 16-point lead in the third quarter against Covington and win by 8, 49-41. Final score similar to Jackson Center's first game tourney win, 47-39 over Mississinewa Valley. Covington had beaten Ansonia by 8, 48-40. Tonight, the Tigers beat the Buccaneers by 8 and advance on to a championship game in the upper bracket against Fairlawn on Friday night. Tip-off at 7 or on the web online at 6:45 on Friday evening. Yep, Jackson Center Tigers shooting maybe just one short of 25 free throws, got to the stripe often. Covington did not get there nearly as much. Jackson Center got the lead, and Chuck, head coach Scott Elkert's team, very, very dangerous when they do get out in front of you.
Well, yeah, they shot 24 free throws. Covington shot 5. Quite honestly, there's nothing, that's not a disparaging thing because they were right. Fouling at the end of the game.
Sure.
But individual scoring for Covington, they had Jace Pond, who ended his career in double figures with 10, 9 from Bly, 8 from Miller, and 7 from Atkinson. On the other side, it was the Brady Wilderness show. He had 26. Then it drops all the way down to Sosby, who had 7 all in the fourth quarter. And our Clancy's player of the game for Jackson Center is going to be Brady Wildermuth. What a shock.
Yeah, Brady was a tower of strength on the inside for the Jackson Center Tigers. Shot a pretty good percentage at the free throw line. Got there plenty of times. Covington simply could not stop him. About the only way they did it was fouling. Jackson Center, with maybe a few too many mistakes tonight, head coach Scott Elkert's club will need to correct that before Friday. At Covington with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors. Jace Pond, Trevor Miller, Nathan Bly, Kenny Atkinson, Adam Layfeld, Tristan Sowers. That's a good group. Head coach Matt Pond will have to replace some key veterans next year as 6 seniors graduate for Covington, which winds up 12-12 on the year. And as Chuck noted, Brady Wildermuth, fine game again. He's the Clancy's Award winner. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Thank you. Jackson Center Tigers, Fairlawn Jets. One sectional championship game here at Pickwachuck is set, and that should be a blockbuster.
It should be a great one. And then tomorrow night, you're taking a look at probably the other two Shelby County League teams being out there. And I think we talked about if everybody could hold serve the two finals, this place is going to be rocking Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, potentially. You've got Rushi Fort Loramie in the Saturday sectional championship game. That is, of course, if Rushi gets by its opponent, Houston, tomorrow. And Houston gave Rushi fits late in the season at Rushi, by the way. Fort Loramie's got a game which is not an easy one versus Triad tomorrow night. That's the second tilt of the evening. Rushi Houston in the first one. Triad gave Rushi at Rushi a tough ball game about midway through the regular season. So who knows? Got to play them on the court to win them. But if Fort Loramie and Rushi do both win tomorrow night, they come back in a Saturday night lower bracket sectional championship game. We're online on the web tomorrow night here at 5:45 on Scores Broadcast. Don't forget now, on Saturday, Division IV girls district games from Troy. We understand the Rushi girls play Covington in the first one, in the first game at 11, and then the Jackson Center girls in game two.
That's what I saw. I was in Jackson Center working today, and they had a sign that said the girls play at 1 o'clock, so that would be the second game.
Second game, 1 o'clock, and the opponent, was it Cincinnati Christian?
Yes.
Yeah, Cincinnati Christian girls, who were below 500 at the tourney draw, that came out of that Monroe sectional bracket. And Jackson Center plays Cincinnati Christian at 11. Rushi, which on the SWDAB website was originally listed to play perhaps in the third game, will now play in the first game at 11. So that means on Saturday morning we will be on the web online here on Scores Broadcast at 10:45 a.m. from Troy. We'll have two games back-to-back.
On Saturday morning?
Yep.
I'm going to have to set the alarm.
Yes, you will. Yep. Tip off at 11 and then again at 1, and then we'll have a lengthy break until Saturday night's lower bracket sectional championship game here at Piqua. Again, a doubleheader tomorrow, lower bracket sectional semifinals here at Piqua, and then an upper bracket championship game both Friday night and Saturday night at 7, girls district finals in girls D4 on Saturday beginning at 10:45 with tips at 11 and 1. Featuring Jackson Center and Rushi. Should have a good crowd here again tomorrow night. Had one that built throughout the evening here. Maybe even more attendance tomorrow at Piqua.
That could be. You know Fort Loramie will fill the place. You know Rushi will fill the place.
Fairlawn, an easy winner over Bradford, 62-34. And in the nightcap, the final tally was an 8-point winner, Jackson Center. 49-41, Jackson Center over Covington. A much tougher victory for the Shelby County League team in the second game. Fairlawn rolled in the first. Rhett Gish is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. I'm Jack Kramer from here at Piqua, reminding you that our anchor supporting sponsors support ScoresBroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Carstar, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. And a big thank you to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, and Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. For Rhett, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua. Fairlawn victorious in Game 1. Jackson Center takes Game 2, and they meet on Friday night at 7 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.